whether we should have it or not have it because it's raining so heavily. We kept it this week because next week is Visarjan, thinking that this road will be packed with all the Ganpatis, so might as well we keep it this week. And also there is Radha Ashtami on Monday, so we thought let us prepare our consciousness for Radha Ashtami. But anyway, Indradev had his own plans. And my daughter kept telling me since morning when I was looking at the window, outside the window, looking at the water, she's like, Amma, think positive. There will be people who will come. You know, those who want to come, they will somehow or other come. And I was thinking she should be sitting here and actually giving class. So let us begin our class first by invoking auspicious blessings from all the acharyas. Om Agyan. So I want to begin the class with experience, my experience with one of very, very senior ISKCON sannyasi, His Holiness Jaipataka Swami Maharaj. All of you must be knowing is one of the very, very senior ISKCON leader. And 3 years back, he had a stroke. He had a brain hemorrhage at a place in the brain where nobody survives. He was there in the Hinduja hospital in ICU for almost 1.5 months, unconscious. And doctors did not know because he was neither leaving his body nor he was becoming conscious. But somehow or other, everybody was praying very sincerely. And he opened his eyes finally. He became conscious, but his body was completely paralyzed. Both sensory and motor paralysis means he could not even have any sensation and no movement. Can you imagine what will you feel? If you survive like this, you feel so depressed. But here, and I was asked to give him acupuncture, so when I went to Hinduja, I myself was so scared to see him actually. Because, you know, we have seen him in his full glories and preaching and playing kartals, big kartals, and doing such nice kirtan. And suddenly I saw him in the bed where he couldn't even move. His eyes were not moving because there was paralysis all over the body. And then I started treating him, and then he was shifted to Bhaktivedanta Hospital. So then slowly, slowly he was recovering. And one day he told me, I was telling him that, Maharaj, I'm really amazed, you know, the way you are recovering. And he said, how many days it will take for me to recover? I said, I don't know, Maharaj, because in medical history, this is a miracle. Nobody survives. One who has a pontine hemorrhage, nobody survives. So you are a miracle for us. So we don't know what is your outcome. He said, you know, then he just suddenly smiled at me saying, you know what is my blood group? I said, no, Ma. I said, my blood group is B positive. So he's saying, I am very positive. I will improve. And then I told him, I said, you know, Maharaj, what is my blood group? And my blood group is B positive. So I said, we will somehow, and now you'll be surprised. He's still on wheelchair. But he has started traveling again all over around the world and inspiring so many devotees. It is difficult for him, but nobody can resist his enthusiasm. He's really very, very enthusiastic. So this is the power of positivity. No condition actually can put any hampering in your situation. His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj says, very nice statement I read, that happiness or unhappiness cannot be determined by any event. But how do you interpret that event? It's not by something which has happened very good and you are happy and something is bad, you are unhappy. No, how you interpret that event, that is actually what decides whether that event is happy or unhappy. I'll tell you a story. There was a king and he asked all his ministers, all his citizens, that I want a solution which can work in any situation, in any event, at any time, at any place. He wanted one solution for everything. So all the citizens were thinking, minister was thinking. Finally, one old man came and he said, I have a solution. And he wrote in a small chit. But he told the king, the only condition I will give it to you is you don't have to open this now. Whenever there will be a difficult condition in your life, at that time only you should open and read this. And king put it in, he had a big diamond ring. So king put that small chit inside the diamond ring. And one day, very soon actually, the neighbors attacked and king, they were caught unattended. And then at that time, king lost the battle. And he was running away for his life. He was in the forest. Finally, he reached to a place in the forest where there was a valley and he could not go further. But he could hear the sound of the horses, the soldiers coming. And he knew now this is the end of his life. He didn't know what to do. He was very scared. And that time the diamond ring flashed and he opened. And what was written? He opened the chit. And what was written? This shall also pass. This shall also pass. That means, and he started thinking, he was reading again and again, this shall also pass. What does it mean? You know, then he was thinking, maybe for so many years I was a king, I was enjoying, I had my children, I had queen, nice citizens, and that time has passed. So even this will pass. I should have some patience. And he was waiting patiently, reading that chit, and slowly, slowly the sound of the horses and the soldiers started becoming less and less. And they had gone away in some other direction. So then finally king, he met with his soldiers and again they made a team and he fought the battle and he won the battle. And then all of them were enjoying, rejoicing. There was a big party in the kingdom. And the king was feeling very happy. He was very proud actually that again I got my kingdom back. And he was rejoicing, feeling actually proud. And suddenly the diamond ring was flashing. And he opened the ring, he removed the chit and he read, this shall also pass. So any situation in life, it doesn't remain constant always. That is why we should not get disturbed by a positive or a negative situation. We should always remain steady and always think in such a way that positive things will only happen in our life. Our mind, the function of the mind in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna explains, is thinking, feeling and willing. Constantly thinking. Is there any 1 minute in your life when you don't think? Is there any 1 minute when you don't think? Your consciousness is full of thoughts. There are constantly thoughts going on in your mind. Right? Yes or no? Sometimes the thoughts, they are good, they uplift you. And sometimes the thoughts, they are not good, they depress you. Right? Also, these thoughts are so powerful that whatever you have thought during the day, it affects you even at the night. Srila Prabhupada says, if you have seen some gold ring and a mountain, in the dream you will see a golden mountain. It combines because whatever you see, whatever you think, it actually gets deposited in the subconscious lake of your mind. So it is very, very important that what do we think. And there was another nice story I read. There was an uncle who didn't have any children. So he would invite, you know, children of his brothers, cousins. So once two boys were invited to his house and he told them, he was an artist. So let's go today to have some nice fun. And he had a nice cook, so she packed a lot of prasad for them and then they took their bags. And before leaving, uncle gave both of them one small bag which had some stones, different shaped stones, different colored stones. So the children asked, what is this? He's saying, no, we are going to have some nice fun, so you carry these stones. And they were carrying the stones, and uncle and all of them, they went into the forest. And it was a difficult road. Sometimes they had to climb, sometimes they had to go through the muddy path, sometimes they had to go through water. So every time the children complained, you know, they would complain sometimes, oh, this is so bad. So uncle would pick up a nice stone, and he would tell them, see, this stone is so nice. Put it in your bag. And every time when they appreciated something, he would throw away one stone from their bag. So after the whole day's trip, when they came back in the evening, the first thing they did is took the bag and just threw it in the floor. said, this was such a big burden, you know. Morning we were carrying actually very light bag, but now we have come back with such a heavy bag. So then uncle made them sit and he started talking to them. He said, every time you complain, I put a stone in your bag. So he was trying to explain, and every time when you appreciated something, I removed one stone. He said, every time when you have a negative thought, it actually becomes burden on your mind and on your consciousness. And every time when you have a good positive thought, it makes you feel very light. Have you experienced this? Yes? Can you, I want it to be interactive session. Can you tell me what are different types of thoughts you have in your mind? Or different types of thoughts you get? Since more, suppose if I tell you, today morning, since the time you have got up, till now, what are different types of thoughts you have got? Would I reach for Chetna or not? Uncertainty. Yes? Any thought you can share. Quick. I want to share. Which sari I will wear? Anybody? Should I go to college or not? Yes? Then? That means others don't get thoughts? Or you do get thoughts? Just share. There are different types of thoughts. Actually, you can divide the thoughts into 5 types of thoughts. The first type of thoughts are positive thoughts. Then the second type of thoughts are absorption thoughts. The third type of thoughts are neutral thoughts. The fourth type of thoughts are negative. And the fourth type is wasteful. And the fifth is negative. What are positive thoughts? Positive thoughts are such type of thoughts which you feel inspired and happy. Where you are not the center. Center is somebody else, giving happiness to somebody else. And also, positive thoughts actually bring you closer to God. Can you give some examples? Can you think of some examples of positive thoughts? Joy, love, honesty, truthfulness, peace, appreciation, respect, gratitude. Then there are absorption thoughts. What are the absorption thoughts? When you are studying, you know, sometimes when you are studying, you are constantly thinking about how to remember this formula, or if this question comes, what should I do, right? Shraddha is making her face. Or somebody is cooking, then you are busy cooking. Oh, did I put salt? Should I put this? So it is thoughts related to what activities you do. Right? These are absorption thoughts. You absorb completely in that work. And these are different types of absorption thoughts. The third type of thoughts are neutral. I have to brush my teeth. I have not cleared my bowel today very nicely. Oh, I didn't do my yoga properly. I will skip my dinner today because I have eaten a very heavy lunch. Oh, I put on some weight, I have to do some exercise. And these are the neutral thoughts, routine thoughts. And then there are wasteful thoughts. What are wasteful thoughts? Wasteful thoughts are worrying about future and brooding over past. Why did my friend tell me like this yesterday? Why that friend of mine, she smiled at her and she didn't smile at me. Right? You feel like that? Or, my God, exams are coming, what will happen? Should I go today or not go to college? This is worrying. So we have, these are wasteful thoughts. Actually, if you keep on thinking about the wasteful thoughts, they will actually become negative thoughts. And what are negative thoughts? Negative thoughts are actually where you are the center and you feel very depressed, morose, or very harsh feelings in your heart. Like jealousy, anger, different types of feelings. Any other example? Negative thoughts? Hopeless, yes. Hmm? before the event has occurred, she feels that she has reached late for the exam. My exam is already over, right? I cannot do this. Yes. Scared, fear, laziness. All these are negative thoughts. All of you know the story of Dhruva. You know the story of Dhruva? That Dhruva was a son of King Uttanapad. And he had a stepmother, Suruchi, and his mother's name was Suniti. So Dhruva actually wanted to play with his father. He wanted to sit in the lap of his father. But Suruchi did not allow him to sit. She said, if you want to sit on this lap, you have to take birth from my womb. Because you are not my son, you cannot sit on the lap. And she became very angry. And Dhruva also became very upset. And he left from that place. And when he came to his mother, Suniti, see, now you can understand the situation is very, very negative. The child is insulted, he is very hurt, he is very angry. Now what mother could have done? Mother could have added some more masala. Instead of that, what she said? My dear child, what your stepmother has told is correct. She is more favorite, she is the favorite queen of your father, so you cannot sit. But if you want to sit on that lap, only one person can help you to sit. And that is Lord Narayan. It said that Lord Narayan can fulfill all your desires. If at all you have to beg from somebody, you should beg from Lord Narayan. Because when you beg, people may reject you and you may feel humiliated. But if you beg from Lord and if he doesn't give, you don't feel humiliated. So Suniti actually converted a whole negative situation into a positive situation by giving those positive thoughts to her child. There are so many situations we see in our life which are very, very negative. Actually, if you see any invention, I was just hearing a lecture by His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj, and he was telling that when the Wright brothers wanted to invent aeroplane, they were actually trying very hard. And they were saying that we want human beings to fly. So first time when people heard that human beings can fly, I think birds are meant to fly, rubbish, you know, just, you cannot do like this, don't even think like this. And they were trying to be very, very negative to them. Whenever they made anything, you know, invention, and they would call somebody to try it out. And when that person came, after just going for some time, they would drop and they would fall down. So they became a laughing stock of so many people. But they did not accept defeat. They said, no, we want to actually continue. And somehow or other they continued and they made the first aeroplane. Right? And that's how we have now so many varieties of aeroplane. Similarly, even when Thomas Alva Edison, he wanted to find the bulb, he made so many times he failed. But every failure became a stepping stone to success. So we see that sometimes we have negative thoughts because of we feel that we cannot do it, as she said. Or sometimes we feel we lack something. I don't have enough intelligence. I don't have enough courage. Or sometimes we feel negativity about our own appearance. Oh, I'm not so good looking, or I'm not so bright, I'm not so intelligent. All such negativity, actually, they stop you from doing any positive activity. I want to show you a video. It's a very nice video of a person who doesn't have both the hands and both the feet. And still, he can swim, he can dance, and he is a motivational speaker. He inspires thousands of people all over the world. Can you switch off this one light? Chalo. So it is very, very important for us to understand that even if this person who doesn't have hand, feet, and he has all the reasons to become sad, right? By God's grace, all of us, I think all those who are sitting here, they look a perfect masterpiece. Everybody, Radha Gopinath, each one of us have two eyes, one nose, one mouth, two hands, two feet, perfect. But this person, he does not have both the hands and both the feet. Still you can see how happily he does so many things. Why? Because he has very, very positive mind. He doesn't feel depressed about the deformities he has. Time lagega thoda? Okay. I will show you that, but I will continue because we have less time. That why do we talk about thoughts? Because our actions begin in our mind. Every thought leads to an action. When we are thinking of something, like you plan something in your mind, then actually you are intending to do that, right? You slowly, sooner or later, you end up doing it. There was a story of a thief who went on a pilgrimage. And when he went on a pilgrimage, he was staying with so many sadhus. So at night, you know, he would try to, because he had a habit, so he would try to steal. But every time he stole something, he felt very guilty. But still he couldn't resist because that was his habit. So what he did, he picked up one bag from one corner and he put it at the other corner. Then he picked up one bag from this corner and put it that corner. So in the morning when everybody got up, they were surprised. Are, how our bags are here and there? And then he honestly told that actually I am a thief and I have a habit of stealing. But because you all are sadhus and I am in a place of pilgrimage, I don't want to steal. But my process, the habit is so strong that the moment the thought is coming in my mind, I have to do action. So every thought actually creates action. That is why it is very important what type of thoughts you have. See? Yeah. We can see this video. His name is Nick. Shaving. can see how every activity is so difficult for him, but still you see such a smile on his face. He's going to swim now. Actually, there is another video where he's speaking to thousands of audience. He's speaking and he's a motivational speaker and he inspires them. After seeing him, can we complain to God about anything? Can we complain that we don't have something? This is, switch on the lights, all lights. So this is about positive thinking. He can actually become depressed about everything in the world. But he has a very, very strong positive thinking. So thoughts, actually, as I explained to you previously, thoughts cause action. That's why we have to watch our thoughts. Because when the negative thoughts start, there's something called as quicksand phenomenon. You have entered a quicksand. You know what is a quicksand? Daldal. You put your feet, if you get stuck, more you try to come out, more you get going, more and more. And we know the famous example of Kaikai. Kaikai actually loved Lord Ram. If you read Ramayana, more than Kaushalya, actually Kaikai spent time with Ram and she loved Ram. But when Manthara came and poisoned her ears, and she told her that Ram will become the king and Bharat will become his servant, and you will be the mother of the servant, so you will become maid servant of Kaushalya. Just this one negative thought she put, and then more and more she started thinking about it, and it was like a quicksand phenomenon. It happens in our life also, right? Any negative process begins with one small thought, and slowly, slowly, slowly it creeps in. Many times the negative thoughts or worries which we have, what are negative thoughts and wasteful thoughts? Brooding over past and worrying about future. How many of you worry? Or how many of your parents also worry? Right? There's a research which says that 65% of our worries never happen. You worry about something, but 65% of that never happens. 22% of our worries is of usually of past events. Why did this happen to me? 10% of worries is because of the people whom you can't change. So anyway, why should we worry? Because you can't change them. So only 3% of worries are actually real. So should we worry? Because only 3% is real. 97% of our worries are imaginary. In our body, there is a gland called as hypothalamus. It is in the brain. And hypothalamus actually controls our body temperature, our sleep patterns, our hormonal secretions. So when there are positive emotions, positive thoughts, hypothalamus secretes a particular type of hormone which is called endorphins, which is like a painkiller and it boosts up your immune system. But when there are negative emotions, negative thoughts, the same hypothalamus secretes adrenaline. And what does adrenaline do? It stimulates stress response. Your vessels will constrict, you will perspire, your heart rate will increase. So all the positive emotions, actually they increase your lifespan. There is a book by one doctor, and in that book it is written that people who get lot of love, lot of care, lot of protection, lot of security, they never experience any chronic illness. But people who always felt that they are never loved, never cared for, never protected, they get lot of diseases. Thoughts also have vibrations, right? Suppose somebody enters, just now you saw that one man entered and suddenly he saw so many girls. And he realized, you know, before even we looked at him, he realized and he went out. Hey, I'm in the wrong place. Just all of us looking at him without speaking anything. The thoughts have very, very powerful vibrations. It reached to him that this is not a place I'm supposed to be. There was a very nice pastime with Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada had a disciple whose name is Mahabodhi Prabhu. Mahabodhi Prabhu is an American, and first time when he met Prabhupada, before he joined the ISKCON movement, he had decided that he will make a person his guru only if he answers his 3 questions. The first question is, he will give him, the first answer he should give him, who is God and what is the right path. The second, he will predict the future. He can predict the future. And third, he can read his mind. So he had tried out many gurus, but nobody, they didn't fit in his category. So when he came to meet Srila Prabhupada was in a small room with many sannyasis. And he sat right at the back. So as soon as he sat, Prabhupada was giving a talk and Prabhupada started saying, the supreme personality of Godhead is Krishna and bhakti is the only path by which you can reach God. And he was shocked. Oh, this is the answer of my first question. Who is God and how do I reach? I said, let me see what he tells. And then he started telling, you know, Prabhupada was saying that Srila Vyasadeva has predicted in Bhagavatam that how in Kali Yuga people, men will have long hair and women will keep short hair. And the miseries will come and people will be misers. And then he looked at straight at Mahabodhi Prabhu saying, see, just like this man who has long hair, you know. This was predicted 5,000 years ago by Vyasadeva. Then again he realized, oh, second question is answered. That he can predict the future. And then he was thinking like this in his mind, and then Srila Prabhupada looked at him straight and he said, a guru is the one who knows what is happening in your life. And then he realized that actually he's reading my mind. And he accepted Srila Prabhupada as his spiritual master. So thoughts have vibrations, and when the personalities who are very, very pure and powerful, they can understand those vibrations and they can read the mind. Then thoughts have power of materialization. Recently I had gone to one museum, it was in Switzerland. And there they had shown in that ice formation, how the snow forms. And there they have written that when the ice, when it is becoming snow, or when water is becoming snow or ice, if you chant some mantras, then the crystal formation of the ice, you see under the microscope, is very, very organized and symmetrical. And if you speak some bad words, when the ice, water is getting converted to ice, then the crystal formation is very haphazard. Yeah, same thing happens with water also. Yes, that means our thoughts have power of materialization. And we have famous example of Duryodhan. Whatever he thought, he wanted to do it. That is why it is said, watch your thoughts, they will become words. Watch your words, they will become your actions. Watch your actions, they will become habits. Watch your habits, they will become character. Watch your character, it will become culture. So root cause of everything is thoughts. Nowadays when I see, recently I had gone to meet some of my friends and everybody was in jeans and I was the only one in sari. So I was thinking, you know, that these are the same girls we studied and they were looking at me as if I am something different, you know. And they all are born and brought up in India. I said, why are you looking at me like this? And then I realized, because constantly we are watching in the newspapers, in the films, in the televisions, whatever we see, it has effect on our mind. We have changed our style of speaking, we have changed our style of dressing up, we have changed everything. Why? Because it has effect. Whatever you watch, whatever you see, whatever you think, it has effect on your life. Then thoughts definitely act. When you pray for somebody, when somebody is sick, or when you wish birthday wishes, the person feels those birthday wishes, right? Because they are genuinely coming out from your heart. No thoughts are hidden, right? There's a famous story of that small child who was told by his guru that you go and eat this banana where nobody can see you. And everybody, all children, all the Gurukul children were going at different places. And they ate and one child came back. One person went actually in the temple behind the murti and ate. He said, nobody can see me here. And one child came back and he said, I could not eat banana. He said, because I felt God is watching me everywhere. The two eyes of God are watching me everywhere. So none of our thoughts are hidden from God. God knows about each and every thought. That is why it is very, very important what you think. Because thoughts also, if you have positive thoughts, it can protect you from any negativity. If somebody tries to send you any negativity, but if you have positive thoughts, these positive thoughts will protect you. Like once again, Srila Prabhupada, he was walking in a morning walk with his disciples. There was a new disciple, Nar Narayan Rishi. And he had this trick. You know, he would just send powerful vibration. He said, look back, you know, turn back and look at me. And whomever he would try, they would turn back and look at him. So then he said, he thought, let me try on Prabhupada. So he started sending the vibration to Prabhupada. Turn back and look at me. Turn back and look at me. And after some, Prabhupada was not turning back. Then after 5 minutes, Prabhupada turned and looked at him straight, saying, stop doing that trick on me. And he was shocked. So when you have very positive mindset, no negativity actually can touch you. So another advantage of having positive thoughts. Positive thoughts induct positivity in others. If I am cheerful, all of you will become cheerful. If I am depressed, yes, thank you for coming for Chetana. We welcome you. How will you feel? You all will also become, what is this? You know, we don't want to hear. So thought, there's a law of thought induction. If I am positive, you are positive. So we must understand that amongst friends also, that's why we should choose that type of association which can actually help us to be more and more positive. Thoughts also have power depending upon the power of the personality. When a person speaks and person's thoughts, the person is very powerful, those thought forms remain on the material platform also for a long time. Srila Prabhupada has written all the books in the night, remaining awake. And these books are still creating so many devotees, they are creating changes in so many people's lives. We have many, many stories to tell you about this. But I'll have a small drama now. Our drama team is ready. We need one chair here. All of you can turn here. And
हरि बोल। आज हम आपको वृंदावन के कान्हा की अद्भुत लीला का वर्णन करेंगे। भगवान श्री कृष्णा अपने माँ यशोदा को कैसे परेशान करते हैं वह हम देखेंगे।
कान्हा कहाँ हो तुम? कान्हा, हे भगवान, ये क्या करके रखा है इसने? ये बहुत नटखट है यार। कान्हा अंगूरन, कान्हा रुक रुक चल। अरे अरे, जान ले लेगा क्या?
बाबा बचाओ ना मुझे।
क्यों, क्या हुआ?
मेरी मैया मुझे मारेगी, बचाओ ना।
क्यों, तुमने क्या किया?
कुछ शरारत की बाबा, बचाओ ना।
बिल्कुल बच्चों जैसी शरारत करते ही रहते और मैया को तंग करते रहते, मैं क्या करूं?
बाबा बचाओ ना।
अरे बाबा, मैं तो बुढ़ा हूँ, मैं कुछ नहीं कर सकता।
आपका ये मटका है ना, उसके अंदर मुझे छुपा दो और अब मटके के ऊपर बैठ जाओ।
और मटका टूट गया तो मुझे मत बोलना।
हाँ बाबा सुनो तो सही, मुझे मटका के अंदर डाल दो।
हाँ,
आप मटके के ऊपर बैठ जाओ।
अच्छा,
और जब मैया जाएगी।
हाँ,
मुझे बाहर निकाल।
अच्छा, तुम्हारी मैया चली जाएगी मगर मैं क्या जानू तुम्हारी मैया कौन है?
मेरी मैया नंद की रानी है।
अच्छा, फिर भी मुझे नहीं पता नंद की रानी।
मेरी मैया हीरे रंग की साड़ी पहनती है, उनके बड़े बड़े आंखें हैं, बड़े बड़े आभूषण पहनती है।
अच्छा अच्छा, आ जाओ।
हे भगवान, ये कान्हा ने तो मेरे को ठका के रख दी है। क्या करूं मैं, कितनी शरारत है इसकी। ये बुढ़ा मटके के ऊपर क्यों बैठा है? आज तो कान्हा की शरारत की वजह से मेरी बुद्धि भ्रष्ट हो गई है। फिर भी देखती हूँ, इन्हें कहीं देखा होगा कान्हा को तो। ओ बाबा, आपने कान्हा को किधर देखा क्या?
कान्हा कौन है?
कान्हा को नहीं पहचानते हो आप?
नहीं तो?
कैसे ब्रजवासी हो, अब कान्हा को तक नहीं पहचान सकते हो? यहाँ की मुंबई वासी सब पहचानते हैं कान्हा को।
मैं नहीं पहचानता हूँ, बस माफ कीजिए।
वो मेरा बेटा है यार।
तो ढूंढ लीजिए आपके बेटे को।
अच्छा ठीक है, मैं आपको बताती हूँ कि वो कैसा दिखता है, फिर तो आप मुझे बता सकते हो ना वो यहाँ से गया कि नहीं।
यहाँ से कोई बच्चा गया तो नहीं, मगर आपकी खुशी के लिए बता दीजिए।
अच्छा ठीक है, सुन लीजिए। मेरा बेटा यहाँ का सबसे नटखट बच्चा है।
आपने बहुत बार बोल चुकी है।
बहुत हुआ भी। उसने पैरों में पायल पहन रखी है और पीतांबर रंग की धोती है। उसने गले में वैजयंती माला पहनी है। उसके कानों के कुंडल, वो कितने सुंदर है। उसके मुंह का रंग मेघ के जैसा है, नीले रंग का। और उसकी आंखें, वो तो कमल जैसी। उसका मुंह, उसके होठ है वो लाल बिंबा फल जैसे। कितना सुंदर दिखता है मेरा बेटा। कान्हा कान्हा, व्हाई डू यू ट्रबल मी सो कान्हा, हियर आई रन एंड रन एंड रन एंड यू सीम टू हैव ऑल द फन, नाउ आई कांट फाइंड यू।
क्या हुआ?
बाबा मुझे
तुम्हें घुटन हो रही है?
बाहर।
अच्छा, तो स्वयं श्री भगवान को घुटन होती है? किधर है भगवान, तुम ही तो हो।
अरे बाबा,
अच्छा अच्छा, तुम अब छोटे हो ना, बस शरारत कर रहे हो। तुम ही भगवान हो, मैं सब जान गया हूँ।
बाबा बाहर निकालो ना, मुझे मेरे मित्र के साथ खेलने जाना है।
तुम हर दिन खेलते हो, आज एक दिन मत खेलो।
अरे बाबा बाहर निकालो ना, मुझे खेलने जाना है।
अरे कभी और खेल लेना।
बाबा बाहर निकालो।
अब मैं तुम्हें एक ही मेरी शर्त पूरी करो, तब मैं तुम्हें बाहर निकालूंगा। मेरा उद्धार करो। आप स्वयं श्री भगवान हो ना, आप तो उद्धार कर सकते हो। अच्छा, और मेरे गांव में ना ये रमा है, उसका पति है।
बाबा आप ये लोग सबका नाम क्यों ले रहे हो?
इन सबका उद्धार करना है तुम्हें।
ठीक है कर दूंगा, बाहर निकालो ना अभी।
अच्छा रुको। नहीं तुम नहीं बाहर निकल सकते, रुको।
क्यों बाबा?
ये मटका है ना तुम्हारी, तुम्हें इस मटके से कौन मुक्ति दे रहा है?
बाबा ये मटका तो निर्जीव है, इसका उद्धार कैसे कर सकता हूँ?
इसका उद्धार जो भगवान की सेवा, निर्जीव वस्तु भी भगवान के सेवा में आती है वो सजीव होता है, और जो सजीव भगवान की सेवा नहीं करता है वो निर्जीव होता है।
हाँ ठीक है बाहर निकालो अभी।
आ जाओ। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंद गोपा कुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः।
इस तरह त्रिलोक सुंदर त्रिभुवन नाथ सर्वशक्तिमान श्री कृष्णा ने एक निर्जीव मटके का भी उद्धार कर दिया, क्योंकि वे अपने भक्तों की बात कभी टाल नहीं सकते। इस तरह यह सिद्ध होता है कि जो निर्जीव वस्तु भगवान की सेवा में आता है, में उपयोगी होता है, वह निर्जीव होकर भी सजीव हो जाता है। लेकिन अगर सजीव लोग भगवान की सेवा में न करें तो वे सजीव होने पर भी निर्जीव के समान हो जाते हैं। यह मटका जो भगवान की अपरंपार कृपा का पात्र बना है आज भी वृंदावन में है। बोलो वृंदावन बिहारी लाल की जय।
Standard. Please come here. Padmavati Udecha, who played as Yashodamai. Sukruti played as the old man. Urvashi was the narrator. And Radharani, who played as Krishna. She is my daughter. Thank you very much. So we can see from this that Krishna is all positive. Whoever comes in contact with Krishna gets all the positivity. Even if a matka, which is non-living, but if he comes in contact with Krishna, he gets the chance to serve him. So similarly, the best way to cultivate positive thoughts, positive thinking, is by bringing Krishna in our life. When you get Krishna in your life, positivity will prevail in all the aspects of your life. And there was a very nice, this is a real story of one sannyasi, Danvir Maharaj, who was staying in America. And when he was young, he was staying in an ISKCON temple. And at that time, there was a war going on. So America was helping Israel to fight against, I think, Iran. So at that time, US people made a rule, government, that any Israeli who is there in America, he has to go to fight at the border. So Danvir Maharaj was asked to go for fighting because he was an Israeli. But he didn't want to go, he was a devotee. So then he asked his lawyer, what should I do? He said, I don't want to go to fight. He said, no, there's a rule in America that if anybody asks a permission for practicing some religious rituals, then they get that much time free. So he made a full a list, you know, of 6 hours spiritual activity, and he went to his commander. Dhanvir Maharaj went to the commander and he told him that I need every day 6 hours to practice my spiritual path. So, and what he had written? He had written right from morning Mangala Aarti to afternoon Rajbhog Aarti. First thing in the morning is I need to do Aarti, then I will do Narsingh Aarti, then Tulsi Aarti, then I will chant, then I will read, then I will hear Bhagavatam, and I will do different like that. 6 hours he had packed, full 6 hours activities. So he needed full 6 hours activity. So then the commander saw everything and he knew that there is a rule in America that you have to give this time. So he gave him the time of 6 hours. And sincerely in the morning period, he would get up, the first one to get up, and for 6 hours he was practicing. And all the other soldiers would be doing march past. So when they would see him just sitting and reading or chanting, they felt very jealous. So they went and complained to the commander that what is this, you know? He's just sitting here and we have to do so many exercises here. So then the commander came to him and told him, actually because of your religious activities, other people are becoming envious of you. So I will give you a separate room. So all the other soldiers became more upset. What is this? Now he gets a separate room. So then they thought, let us find out in our religion also, we have certain rules. So they also went with a list of 3 hours and they went to the commander. And they told the commander that we need 3 hours for practicing our spirituality. So the commander said, I also belong to the same religion as you belong to. And you are jealous of that person. Have you noticed that person? I have been observing him since the time he has come. He has been utilizing his each and every moment. First of all, in the morning when he gets up, he puts some ghanti. He rings a bell and he is doing some ritual. After he puts the ghanti down, then he puts on some fire and he goes round and round and round. After that is over, then he takes some cymbals and he is playing. After that is over, he is reading something. After that is over, he is hearing something. Then again he is doing something on his beats. All the 6 hours he is utilizing. Even if you want, you cannot use more than half an hour. So you'll get only half an hour. They were shocked. And after that, one day one commando came to teach all of them, you know, how to shoot, how to use different rifles and guns. So when he finished talking, he was sitting with all these soldiers. Dhanvir Maharaj raised his hand, saying, I have a question. So all of them got shocked and surprised. Full day is doing religious activity, what question he has? So he asked him, what is the question? See, my question is, when you shoot at a soldier, who dies? The body dies or the soul dies? So the commander told, the body dies. Saying, but the body is anyway very dead, you know. And the soul survives. So what is the need of killing the body? Say, no, the soul dies. Say, but the soul cannot be killed. Soul cannot be, burnt. So commando also got come. Say, class dismiss. And everybody was going away and he called Dhanvir Maharaj back. You come here. Saying, you actually told me, tell me who dies. The soul dies or the body dies. And Dhanvir Maharaj sat and gave him full 2 hours Bhagavad Gita classes. And then after some days, the commando again asked, commando and the commander came and they asked to all the soldiers that when the enemy soldiers will attack you, what will you do? So when the turn of Dhanvir Maharaj came and they asked him, what will you do? He said, when I will be attacked, I will raise my hands and chant Hare Krishna. They were shocked. He said, what will you do? He said, when I will be attacked, I will raise my hands and chant Hare Krishna. He said, you cannot be part of this team. You go away from here. So Dhanvir Maharaj actually did not have to fight the war. And after he was released and after the war was over, both the commander and the commando became his disciples. They were so impressed by him. So what I am trying to say is that Krishna is most positive. Even in such a difficult situation like this, Krishna can protect you. If you bring Krishna in your life, that positivity will affect actually so many different people. Shri Shri Radha Gopinath Bhagavan ki jai. So the first and most important way to cultivate positive thoughts is by bringing Krishna. How do you bring Krishna? By chanting his name. Because Krishna is not different than his name. Then the second process is by associating with those who have positive thoughts. If people have positive thoughts and if you associate with them, you also get that positivity. Our mind and intelligence are constantly fighting. Mind is telling you to go in one direction and intelligence is pulling you in other direction. But how will you make the intelligence win? If the intelligence is nourished by proper knowledge. And how do we get that knowledge? By reading from the scriptures. Because scriptures give us the knowledge which is timeless. It doesn't end. Most of our knowledge, it ends. Because every time there is a new theory. There is a new practical. Every time there is a new theory, that means the old theory is wrong. Also, we see in different examples, I can give you three examples. I had three friends, Alpa, Dimpi and Kruti. I am giving you an example. All three of them are working girls. Working ladies actually. They have children at home, they have family at home. And after the work, they go back to their family. So once, all three of them had planned that today evening, they will go with their family out and spend the time very nicely. And suddenly the boss said that there is a lot of work and you may have to stay back. The person who will stay back will get increment also and get higher position. So Alpa decided that no, for me my priority is my family, so I don't want to stay back. Then Dimpi decided, anyway I want to go on a higher position, I will please my family afterwards. So she decided to stay back. And Kriti decided, oh I need more money. If I get more money by doing overtime, I will get some chocolates for my children and they'll be happy. So you can see all three are thinking in a different way. Why? Because their priorities in their lives are different. Somebody's priority is family, second one's priority is career, third one's priority is money. So all of us, actually depending upon our center, we think. So if our center is power, position, then we will not be very happy. Why? Because these centers are very temporary and they cause disappointment. But if our centers are integrity, honesty, truthfulness, forgiveness, then if our centers are this, then we always be happy. We see that there are so many examples in the scriptures. Kunti, Yudhishthir, Vidura, even though so many difficult situations came in their lives, but they never deviated from their path. Right? You saw Duryodhan always was giving up because of his habits. He always wanted to destroy Pandavas. But Yudhishthir, even though he knew that Duryodhan wants to destroy us, he would never think of destroying them. Because his center was very, very clear. So depending upon what is our center, what do we give priority, those types of things we will do, those type of thoughts we will get. So what is important, next thing is to become aware about our thoughts. Every time you get a stimulus and you give a response, there is a gap. Right? I had told you in the previous Chetna also the famous example of two people who were going for interview and they were nicely suited and there was a bird. It dropped something on the one person's suit. So immediately the other person said, oh God, how will you go for interview? You know, see your suit is spoiled. And this person whose suit was spoiled, he just looked up and he said, thank God the elephants are not flying. Why? His response was immediately different. Because he was a positive thinker. So we have that gap between the stimulus and the response. And that's where you actually use your free will to decide how will be your response. Whether it will be negative or a positive. And who helps you to decide a positive response? A strong voice within you, which is the voice of Paramatma. And how do you build up that voice? By associating with those who have faith in God and by reading scriptures who give us knowledge about God and increase our faith. And even if you hear this voice, next what you need is determination. Because negativity is very, very powerful. So to destroy the negativity and to get positive thoughts, you will need very strong determination to go over that negativity and continue to practice positive thoughts. We know the famous example of the sparrow who lost her eggs in the ocean and she wanted the eggs back. And she told Ocean, Ocean, if you don't give my eggs back, I will dry you up. And she actually started taking out one drop from the ocean and started putting it outside. And looking at her endeavor, her determination, Garudji, who is Vishnu's Vahan, he became very, very happy. And he told the ocean, Ocean, give the eggs of the sparrow back. And Ocean had to give, because he knew otherwise actually Garud can actually dry him up. So similarly, we must have very, very powerful determination, because we have been thinking in particular way for so many years. And to change it into a positivity, we will need a strong determination, who will tell us that, no, you have to think positively. The very another thing you need is vision. We must have a vision of a positive vision. If you visualize positivity in the future, then we will achieve it. We know the famous example of Srila Prabhupada, who was sitting on a park in 1966 when he didn't even have one temple. And he was sitting in a garden, in a bench, and next to him was David, one person who was sitting. And he was asking him, who are you? You know, what are you doing here? And Prabhupada said, I am a great religious leader. I have many temples all over the world. You know, I have many books who are distributed, many deities. And he was surprised looking at him that it doesn't look like that you are such a great leader. Where are your temples? He's saying, only time is separating me from them. So Prabhupada had actually visualized all these things will happen. And now, ISKCON is present in 197 countries all over the world. And so many centers. Because Srila Prabhupada had a vision. So we should not think like a kupmandup, you know. Just a frog in a well. For him, the world is only the well. You should think out of the well. There was another example of two salesmen of a shoe company. This shoe company was in Europe and they wanted to open a branch in Africa. So they sent the first salesman. And he went there and he came back. He said, no scope. Nobody wears shoes there. Then they sent the second salesman. And he came back. He said, lot of scope. Because nobody wears shoes there. So we will be the first company to provide shoes. What is this? Difference in thinking. This is positive thinking. You can see a rose and you can see there are so many thorns and you can see there is such a beautiful flower. So this is positive thinking actually helps you to visualize more and more things. And the last thing, that suppose if I tell you that think just for a few seconds that in last 24 hours, how many people you owe a thank you? Can you think? Just close your eyes and think. That in last 24 hours, how many people you owe a thank you? Could you think? Yes? Yes? Everybody thought? How did you feel? Just thinking about owing a thank you to somebody, how did you feel? Relaxed. What else? What else? What do you feel? Happy. Right? Immediately when you are grateful, you are very, very happy. So God has given us so many things. I'm sure after seeing that movie of Nick, you realize that God has given us so many blessings. So we should be grateful and appreciate what God has given us. And we should appreciate others so that they can have more and more positive thoughts. So it is very, very important that to cultivate positive thoughts, we must have a grateful heart, a thankful heart. And when a heart is simple, you will be grateful. When you are simple, you don't have any expectation. Because when you keep expectations, what happens? Either your expectation will get fulfilled or they don't get fulfilled. If they get fulfilled, what happens? We expect more. And if they don't get fulfilled, you become depressed. But if you don't expect and things happen, how do you feel? Very happy. I want to be really honest with you. I thought today there will be only 10 girls. Because it's really raining so heavily. There is Ganpati. And looking at all of you, I am feeling so happy. I am really so grateful to all of you. for spending this precious Saturday evening in Radha Gopinath temple. And I'm sure Lord Krishna will shower lots of blessings on all of you. So I'll end my lecture here. And thank you very much for coming here. And please remember, day after tomorrow is Radha Ashtami on Monday. And that is the birthday of Srimati Radharani, who is standing next to Krishna. And she is considered to be, she has the key to the love of God and to service to Krishna. So if we pray to her, she can give us a lot of blessings. She is always, if any devotee, when you are praying to Krishna, you know what does she tell to Krishna? Krishna, this devotee is better than me also. Please accept this devotee. That's why Krishna loves her more. Krishna loves us the most. Why? Because she, any devotee she sees, she thinks that devotee is greater than her. So we must come, if it is possible, please come on Monday to offer your love and respect to Srimati Radharani. And she will bestow a lot of blessings on all of you. And today is actually also birthday of Lalita Sakhi, who is next to Krishna. The one who is standing next to Krishna, the Sakhi, it is her birthday today. And she is a part, intimate part of the Leela of Radha and Krishna. So we can pray to her that please bring Radha and Krishna in our hearts and bring the most positive change in our life, that we can always think of Krishna and never forget him. And this is the best positive thought, to always think of Krishna and never forget him. Thank you very much. I think we have delayed actually by 10 minutes. So if you have any questions, you can ask me.